I ain't scared.
Hi.
Hey, Matt, okay. There's a kid in the studio.
Amazing.
There is.
So crazy.
Yeah, there's a kid. There's no security at all around here. How did you get in here, Nadia?
The front door.
Oh, we forgot to cover the front door. So here's the story. Ken announced on the air that he was going on vacation. Right this week. He's going to the Cayman Islands.
Wow.
After every year after the marathon, he flies to the Cayman Islands. How many bank accounts does your dad have and your mom?
I have no idea.
Two or three, probably. You know how many Ken has? 22 in the Cayman Islands.
All
different names.
That's a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot, okay. Yeah. And he makes up names. Every year after the marathon, he goes down. And if it's a good marathon, like this year, he's on a private jet.
Ooh.
I know.
Fancy.
He is lucky. He is lucky. Anyway, Ken's not here, so Ken announced he wasn't going to be here, and I thought, great, I have a week off.
No.
I can hang out at home. I have a week off. But then, what happened? Nadia calls Ken. Nadia says, I'll be the co-host, right? You volunteered.
Yep.
And so Ken calls me and says, you better get in here. You better do the show.
I win.
Yeah. But I'm not mad at you. I'm happy I'm here. I'm not mad. You'd think I'd be mad, right, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm so happy I'm here.
Looks happier than I've ever seen.
Yeah. exactly. So here we are with Nadia. And just to bring our listeners up to speed, you are a regular listener and a regular caller. We're always happy when you call.
Very happy.
Now, when you listen to our show on Wednesdays, where are you listening? Are you listening with your parents? Are you listening in your room?
Well, I have dance classes.
Right.
That start at 7, so
I listen
at my house and in the car. And usually, when I call in, it's either my house going into the car.
Oh, I see.
Or in the car. So.
Oh, I see. So you listen to the first half at the house.
Yeah.
As you're getting ready for dance class.
Yes.
When you should be practicing your dance moves,
definitely.
Right? Yeah, but you're not. You're listening to us.
Yes, because that's way better.
Well, I don't know. It's better, but I don't know if it's way better.
It's way better.
And then the last half of the show is you're on your way to dance class.
Yeah, and usually I miss like the end, so that's sad.
You want to know? We once did a poll. You know, almost 80% of our listeners, close to 80%, 78%, listen to our show on the way to dance class. Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
So we have so many listeners that do that.
I mean,
surprising.
Yeah.
It's fun to make up statistics, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
You're always interesting if you're willing to just make things up.
Yes, 95% of our listeners have given into the fundraiser probably.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just making up statistics.
You sound smart.
Oh my gosh, you always sound smart.
Yeah.
And then if somebody like goes online and they Google you and they want to check what you said to see if it's accurate, you know what you do? Run away.
Yeah, run away.
Just run away.
Just go where Ken's going.
Yeah, go to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Although he has 22 different, he's a different bank account.
If he has 22, he can share some bank accounts with us.
I ask him that after every marathon. Hey, what about me? What about me? But no, he's on his way. He doesn't even want to talk about sharing money.
Sad.
It is sad. It's kind of selfish now that you say it. I agree with you, Nadia. It's kind of selfish. Yeah, he keeps all the money for himself. Buying these watches, private jets.
Watches.
So now we're.
So I thought he said he didn't use watches.
Oh, he always says that on the air. Yeah, you know what's funny? On the air, we have to call it a marathon, right,
well,
Matt?
I've never seen him wear.
But
a watch.
But privately, you know what we call it? A bamboozle-thon.
Why?
Because bamboozling
he steals
our listeners.
The money.
Yeah. Yeah, but on the air, the rule is no. Call it a marathon. Isn't that funny how you
he steals millions of dollars.
Oh, no. He doesn't steal millions. It's less than a million.
Well, yeah, but...
He doesn't take it all. No. Oh, I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope I didn't imply he steals all of it.
Yes, you actually did.
Oh, no. No, he takes a lot of it. But no, not all of it. So he's not evil. He's just misguided.
You kind of implied that he's evil, but...
Oh, I don't mean to do that. No, he's just sad. He just has issues. So anyway, you are you did so much preparation for this, much more than Ken and I ever do. Wait, And you actually have three or four, maybe even five or six ideas to do today. And I'll do. I'll try anything you want to do.
Should we ask the listeners which one we should do?
Yes. Do you want to go down your list?
Yes.
Well, we can't. Wait, hold on.
We can't tell them.
We can't tell them. And there's one thing we can't reveal.
Yes.
Because if we do it, it has to be a surprise. Yeah. I hope we do that one.
Yeah, that's
maybe you and I should decide, because our listeners are kind of, what's the word? It's the opposite of not stupid. I can't, wait.
Smart?
Yeah. No.
They're smart.
No, they're not. They're not smart. It's the opposite of smart.
Dumb.
Yes. That's what most of our listeners are. So we shouldn't leave it up to them.
No, I think we should, definitely.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, one thing we can do. I learned when you arrived today with your parents, I learned that you are bilingual.
Yes.
You speak French.
Yes.
You know, my wife, Beth, who sometimes she calls in, she might be listening.
Yeah.
She claims to be bilingual. She pretends, or she says she can speak
French. Can she speak French?
I don't know. She goes, I hear the blah, 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 but I don't know if it's French.
All right, let's find out.
She might be fooling me.
No, you might find out.
She might be just trying to impress me, you know? But this is what it sounds like to me. Babbity, 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 bop, blah, 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 blah.
It's a 50% chance that it's gibberish, and it's a 50% chance that it's French.
I don't know. How can you tell if your wife is just speaking gibberish? How can you tell if it's really French if you don't speak French? But now I have a chance because you're here.
Well, it sounds like gibberish if she sounds like Monk in one of your episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did speak gibberish when he gets scared. Yeah. He speaks gibberish. Oh, thanks for watching, by the way.
Yeah.
It's sweet of you to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, there's some fun things.
Yeah.
I'm very talented. I'm very talented.
Okay.
I'm very talented.
Maybe with a couple of things.
I'm very talented.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nadia. Okay. Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I think we should, I had an idea. It's not on your list, but I had an idea.
Okay.
Here's my idea. I put $5 on this table right now. $5.
I don't see.
I'm going to put it down in a second. That $5 is yours. It's yours.
Okay.
You can go home with it.
Okay.
If you can successfully, pull off this challenge that I give you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Yeah.
You have to call one of your friends.
Yeah.
I know you know their numbers, right?
Definitely.
They'll pick up the phone. One of them will. Who wouldn't want to talk to you? You're Nadia. You're the most popular kid in your class, aren't you? Wouldn't you say you are?
Third most popular.
Third.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Third.
Yeah.
Third. You're number three.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, you're two heartbeats away from the most popular kid in the class. And then, okay, so I tell you a story. If you can call your friend and get them to believe this incredible story, you can take that $5. You can put it in
your
pocket.
Doubt it. They're not going to believe.
We'll make it a good story. We'll make it a semi-plausible story, a semi-believable story.
Well,
I'm going to tell you the story.
We have until 6:15 because I told my friend I'd call him at 6:15.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you. Well, you can call him a little early. I'm going to tell you the story.
Sure.
Here's the story. Okay. What's your friend's name?
Alex.
Alex. Here's the story. Alex. By the way, make all the noise you want eating those gummies.
You want one?
Ken's not here. No, but Ken's not here.
Okay.
Right? We can do anything we want, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we can't like break everything, but.
We can break some stuff.
Some stuff.
Yeah. We can go full Roger Daltrey on the hotel room here.
We can break the rubber bands and the pens.
Yeah, we can break Matt.
No thanks.
Okay.
That would.
We can break Matt's spirit.
It's so
also no thanks.
Well, it's halfway broken now.
Yeah, I was going to say that wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. Well, we have 50 minutes to make Matt cry. That's our challenge.
Right now it sounds like he's laughing. So.
No. Oh, I think I could do it in less.
Yeah, I think you could do it in 20 minutes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to tell Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can believe him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, see if you can make him believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait till you finish that gummy. You'd think it would be annoying, but it's not. Okay, and now you're chewing. Can you chew any louder?
No, I'm afraid not.
You are so funny. Okay. Here's the story. Hey, Alex. This is what you'll say. Hey, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
listen, can you keep a secret? That's how you have to talk to Alex. You have to make it sound like it's going to be a real juicy secret.
No.
Hey, Alex, are you alone? Can you keep
we
a secret?
We can't say secret. We say tea.
Yeah, can you say, can you keep a tea? And then here's the story, and you have to get Alex to leave you. You came to the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you like this radio station.
You've mentioned I barely it. Talk about it.
I know, but you've mentioned it.
No.
You came to the radio station.
Uh-huh, I came to a radio station.
A radio station. And guess who was here when you got here?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
He doesn't like Taylor Swift.
No, it doesn't matter.
He
for
hates
this story.
Taylor Swift.
It doesn't matter.
He will hang up.
No, he won't hang up. Yes, why? Because you mentioned Taylor Swift?
Yeah, he hates
at
Taylor
the
Swift.
Mention of Taylor
yeah.
Swift?
Yeah.
He won't even want to hear a story like about Taylor Swift?
There's one person in my class who likes Taylor Swift.
Okay. Here's the story.
Jimmy Neutron.
Okay, fine. But here's the challenge then, to make Alex believe this. I'm going to put, here's $5. Don't you want $5?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. All right, here's $10. If he believes it.
$10.
I'm putting it in there. Yes.
Okay.
That's yours.
Yeah, just
no, here's the story you have to make him believe. You met Taylor Swift at the radio station. And Alex, you won't believe this. Alex, this is you talking.
I totally sound like that.
We went out to dinner, you and Taylor Swift. And Alex, get this, she likes me. Alex, Taylor Swift likes me. And she wants to adopt me. Wait, don't swallow. Wait, don't open your little water bottle like that, honey. Okay, and she wants to adopt me.
I don't think he would believe that.
Well, you got to make him believe it.
Yeah, no, he's not going to believe it.
Wait, you can do it. You can say, and you can start crying. You can say, I don't want to hurt my parents' feelings, but I really think it would be amazing to be adopted by Taylor Swift.
Maybe not adopted. Maybe like taken on a trip.
Yeah, she wants to take me on tour with her.
Okay, that works.
Okay. Because I had a lot of good ideas for songs. I helped her write a song, okay?
Yeah, for her new album, sure.
Yeah, for her new album. What should the song be about?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like the, you probably don't even know what I'm going to talk about, but.
Okay.
It's like the twin thing for Reputation, apparently, according to my friend. So,
whatever you're talking. It's just babbling
yes,
to me.
Yes, anyways, we can just.
Sounds like French.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Gibberish.
Gibberish. So we're going to call Alex. This $10 is going back in my pocket if you can't make him believe it. I know. No. It's back in my pocket.
Dang it.
Can okay? I have the $10 if...
Oh, yeah. Give him the
$10. No, because we have to get Matt closer to crying. That's part of...
Okay, how about you give him...
That's our other challenge.
How about you give him, like, a fake $10?
Okay, so now we're going to call Alan. Are you ready to try to prank your friend?
Sure. How am I supposed to put him on the ear?
Well, okay. Matt is going to do this.
Okay.
You hand it to Matt.
Wait.
Hand your list of numbers to Matt.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Hand your clipboard to Matt. That's right. Perfect. This is great. Now hand your phone to Matt because Alex will only pick up if it's your phone,
okay.
Right? Okay.
Oh, not my phone. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, that's your mom's phone, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever gone exploring through your mom's phone? Just looking for text messages?
No.
Pictures she doesn't want you to see?
No, she just takes pictures of horses and mostly.
Maybe we'll do that a little later.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
I know, that's why I want to do it.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Add a little drama
you
to
win.
This. Okay, okay. It's on you. Good luck, $10. Here's $10. I'm going to hold this up.
What?
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 What? Look, I have a story for you.
Tell me in a second, hold on.
No, listen. Because we're not going to play Tetris, okay? We're not playing Tetris. Okay, so, I went to a radio station, and, I met Taylor Swift.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I met Taylor Swift, and,
Why is Taylor Swift just at a random radio station?
That's a good question. She was singing on the air. Yeah, uh-huh. And, so... We went out to dinner. Yeah, uh-huh. And she invited me to go on tour with her. Guess where? Guess now. Okay. Tokyo.
North Korea.
No, not North Korea. I don't even think I can go in North Korea. Okay.
Actually, you can. I just
can't escape. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone wants to send Caleb up to North Korea anyway.
I can, barely hear you, but okay. Tokyo. And that's amazing, because I've always wanted to go to Tokyo. You want to come?
You sound like Rick.
Who's Rick? Who's Rick?
Rick from Morty.
Oh. not Rick from Morty. No, I don't sound like Rick, okay?
You sound like Rick from Morty.
No, I don't sound like Rick from Morty. Stop, please. Anyways, you want...
We're competitive.
No. I literally... You're on the radio, okay? I can't. Believe me. You are on the radio. Believe now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Well, you are on the radio, but not... I ain't.
Yes, you are. You're literally being held up to a microphone right now.
Excuse me?
Well, not you, but the phone. Yeah, everybody can hear you. I win.
What? Well, why did you call me anyway?
Oh, because you need to be on the air.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You need to inhale air now.
How do you have air at home?
No. Wake up. Okay. So, do you want to come to Tokyo or not?
Excuse me?
Do you want to come or not? She gave me an extra ticket.
I don't believe you.
No, yes you do.
No, I'm being serious. Is this a joke or not?
No, it's not. Please say yes. Please say yes.
I need to ask my mom first.
No. Just say yes. Just say yes.
That's my mom, though.
No, just say yes. You don't need to do anything. Just say yes, and then I'll tell you.
Fine, yes.
Yes, I win $10. And it was a joke. Give me $10. Thank you very much. Haha, I win.
I knew it.
Okay, but I'm actually on the air.
What?
I'm actually on the radio. That wasn't a lie. Taylor Swift
was a lie. I know that wasn't a lie, but I know that meeting Taylor Swift was.
Yeah, exactly. So, I win $10.
And I just said yes to get you to shut up.
Okay, goodbye. I win.
Did he believe you?
Yes.
Well, you got him to say yes.
Yes, that obviously counts. Wait, can I have the phone?
That's how
Thank you.
That's how you get your parents to agree to things too, isn't it? Say yes. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so Alex, he sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Would you say he's your best friend?
No, I have another. Well, maybe. It depends.
Now, what grade are you in?
Fifth
grade? And where do you sit in class? Are you in a group in a table?
Yes.
But how many other kids?
Two, normally.
And who are the other kids at your table?
Am I allowed to give their names?
Their first names. Just their first names.
Kimberly and Miguel.
Okay. And are you near the front of the class or in the back?
The front.
Would you say you have the coolest table in the class?
No.
No? Do you rotate around? Do you change your seats during the year?
Yeah.
What's your teacher's name?
Well, it's Miss G.H.
Okay.
Gonzalez-Hayes, but...
Okay.
She had a baby, and she's on maternity leave.
Oh,
so
great.
We have a sub. Her name's Miss Gunderson.
How did she tell you that she was on maternity leave? Did she say, I have some news?
She just said, I have some news. And she told us she was pregnant, and then she was like, I'm going on maternity leave somewhere April. Wait, no, March. Yes.
And did she do a little happy jig when she was saying that? I'm getting out of here?
I don't think you can do a happy jig when you're pregnant.
Oh, she was so pregnant she couldn't do a happy jig?
Yes. Yeah,
were you surprised when she said, I'm pregnant?
I mean, you wouldn't know that you can't do a happy jig when you're pregnant because you physically cannot get pregnant.
Yeah, I can't get pregnant. How about Matt? Do you think he can get pregnant?
No.
No, we can try.
Well,
we have we have 40 minutes.
No.
We have 40 minutes to try. That would make him cry.
We need his consent.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I keep forgetting that word, consent. Okay, do you want to try to earn another $10 with another story?
No. Well, not a story.
I'm going to tell you another story. Well, how else can you earn
$10? We can do like...
we're going to call another friend.
No. We can make people... We can do like a contest. Like, we can be like... We can ask the listeners to vote on who they think is better.
who they think is better?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, who they think is like nicer. Let's do that. Yeah.
Nicer, you, me or Matt?
No,
me or you?
Or Matt. Yeah, let's add Matt into that. Yeah,
you think you're nicer than me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I can win $10?
Yeah.
Wait, I like this idea. Yeah.
You mean I put up $10, and if you're nicer than me, you get the
$10? Or if Matt's nicer.
I don't think this makes much sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Can I give you an ethical dilemma to see how nice you are? Suppose you're walking down the street, and you find a wallet.
Yeah.
And there's money in the wallet. There's $200 in the wallet. Okay. You're alone. Uh-huh. Nadia, you're alone. Nobody sees you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, nobody will ever know. There's mm-hmm. $200 in the wallet, and a person's name is in the wallet, their ID card.
Does it have their address?
Yes. Okay. It has their address, but it also has $200.
Where's the address? It depends where it is. Where am I?
It does? It depends where it is?
Yes, because
it depends where they live? This is interesting.
If I'm in New York and it's in Tokyo, I'm not paying for a flight to Tokyo.
Okay. You're in New York.
Uh-huh.
Their address is in Tokyo.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, that's where they live.
Can the flight be free?
There's $200.
Can the flight be free?
What's your instinct tell you to do?
Give it back.
But they live in Tokyo.
Yeah, but then, yeah. But
how do you get it to them?
I get
the flight would cost $1,000.
I get Taylor Swift to come over here and ask me to come to Tokyo.
I think that Taylor Swift thing was just made up.
No, I know. But we can make
your instinct would be to somehow try to get it back to them.
Yeah.
Even if you were alone
yeah.
and no one could see you.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, if it was, like, infinite money, then no, I wouldn't.
Oh, I see. Oh, so there's a sliding scale.
Yes, here we
go. Oh, I see. You've been listening to Ken Friedman's show, haven't you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm at school.
Situational ethics. Okay. Suppose it was $700.
Yeah, give it back.
$700 you would give back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finished with you yet. Suppose it was $18,000.
Can I give it to charity?
You could give it to your parents.
Can I give it to charity?
Sure. You could do whatever you want with it.
Charity!
But it's not your money.
Charity.
It's the guy in Tokyo. It's Tokyo Joe's money.
There's nobody named Joe in Tokyo.
There is. There's Tokyo Joe. No. He's worth it. You know, and you know, can I tell you something else about Tokyo Joe?
What?
He saved his whole life for that $18,000.
Okay, I'll give it back to him.
Okay, you're nicer than me.
Ha, ha, ha. I win.
You do win.
I win.
All right, what else can we do with you?
No, let's ask the listeners. What do they think?
What do they think what? Ooh. I want to hear you speak French to a listener.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay, let's give our number out. 201-209-9368.
I win.
Call us if you think you can speak French. Nadia says she can. I don't believe her.
I'm fluent. I go to France every summer.
Are you going to France? We're going to France. My wife's going to France next summer.
I'm going in August this summer.
Yeah, so
she's
working at the Olympics.
I know.
Or so she says.
Well, yeah, probably it is.
She might have a boyfriend there.
Not possible. Unless she's speaking gibberish. If we get her to call, I can very much confirm if she's
I don't believe a
French.
Word my wife says. 201-209-93.
Understandable.
68. Understandable. I want to know if you can speak French. Give us a call. I want to see if Nadia can keep up with you.
I can speak French.
Okay, Nadia, let's see the rest of your list. You have all these ideas.
Matt has.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hello, you're on the air.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, c'est Samuel l'Appraiseur.
It's Sam the Appraiser.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay, now say something a little more challenging.
Bonjour, est-ce que Sam l'Appraiseur, c'est ton vrai nom?
Ah oui, non, c'est pas mon vrai nom, c'est mon nom pour le show, là.
Ouais, d'accord, c'est pas comme quelqu'un va nous comprendre, alors, ouais.
Ouais?
Ouais, c'est quoi pourquoi ton vrai nom, alors?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu parles aussi bien le français?
Parce que ma maman, elle est française, alors ça...
Ah, ta maman est française?
Ouais.
Oh.
You're both so full of it. You're both faking it. That's
no.
just gibberish. You're not really talking. No, no, no. I don't believe a word you're saying. That's just gibberish to confuse me.
It's
to rattle me.
No, it's not.
It's to make me self-conscious.
No, it's not.
On peut parler. Andy va pas comprendre. C'est bien, ça.
Ouais, c'est bien.
Moi, je ne suis pas français, mais j'ai vécu...
Hey. Are you talking about me?
No.
Andy, il est peu...
Ha! I heard Andy! I heard Andy.
It's a different Andy.
It's a different. Oh, thank God. I don't want you talking about me. All right. Well, thanks very much, Sam.
Sam okay. Buffon.
Okay. Wait. What? Oh, you're talking about me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
201-209-9368. This Bye. Little girl claims to be Sorry. Bilingual.
No, I am.
Hello, you're on the air. You're...
Yes.
Hello.
I could speak French, and the kid is better.
Now, see? You see, this guy can't speak, and neither can you. You're both faking it.
No, we're not.
Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368.
That was me.
Hello, you're on the air.
Bonsoir, Nadia.
Bonsoir.
Je m'appelle Beth. Je suis la femme de Andy.
What?
Je n'ai jamais dit à Andy que je parlais couramment le français. Je lui dis seulement que j'étudie le français.
What? See, it's gibberish. Am I right? She can't speak French.
No, she didn't speak French.
You think that's real French?
It is real
French. Oh, Beth, I owe you such... I owe her... Honey, I am so sorry. I owe you such an apology. I've been claiming for years that it's just gibberish.
I told her I'm not fluent, but I study French. So yeah. I will never say that I speak French, especially to someone who speaks French. We say, oh, I study it.
Yeah.
You can give me, homework and stuff.
Now, you know what Beth is going to do at the Olympics? She's going to be giving out the silver and bronze medals.
Really?
Yeah.
And for shooters.
For people, she's in the marksmanship competition.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, you should definitely switch to gymnastics. You should definitely switch to gymnastics.
I think that was a high value.
I can watch you on TV.
Yeah, no, this time only if you like shooting guns and everybody. So I don't know if anybody will see me on TV. Now, where are your parents from? Are your mom's French or your dad's?
Yeah, my
French?
Mom's French. My dad's from here.
Your dad's normal.
Yeah.
And where do they meet? Or how do they meet?
Nobody cares, Beth. Nobody cares about that.
I do.
Yeah. It was in California, I think.
California. Okay, honey.
Oh, that's really romantic.
Yeah, what a romantic story. California.
California.
All right. Oh, so is your mom a good cook?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Y'all have fun.
No, maybe you'll see Beth at the Olympics.
Yeah. We tried to get tickets to the Olympics. It did not work.
Andy, give Nadia's mom my info. I can probably help her.
Woo.
Oh, okay, because you want to see the opening ceremonies on the river? Is that what your parents want to do?
Sure. I wanted to see gymnastics, but they were full. Some were on the wait list.
I think gymnastics is really hard because that's a high value.
Yeah, everybody loves Simone.
I think Nadia's dad would love to get into beach volleyball. Can you get him into
what beach volleyball is going to be? At the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. But, to me, the most interesting thing is the horse, the equestrian competition.
Oh, my mom loves running horses. She rides horses.
Size, and it looks awesome. Because I get all the news about the Olympics, and Versailles looks amazing for the equestrian competition.
Wow, that's really nice. No wonder she wanted to go see him. Like, just a little horse. He can launch it again. But, like, wow, if it's there, I mean, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, definitely. Well, maybe I think you guys want to see the shooting competition. I can help a bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll look into it.
And you can decide who gets the gold and the silver and the bronze medal.
Yeah.
You can just tell Beth who to give it to.
Okay, I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, there's somebody enjoying the show.
Well,
Matt, you lose the bet. Matt, you said nobody would enjoy the show.
I did say that.
Okay. Yes. Matt said, this is a stinker. Matt says, this will never work. But look, there's one person, although it's my wife. So, honey, I owe you an apology. It turns out you really do speak French.
What does Matt owe you if he lost the bet? What does he owe
you? All right, I love you.
Okay, love you, honey.
Bye.
What does he owe you?
Because he lost the bet?
Yeah.
But not everything is transactional.
It must be.
Not everything is about money.
He can owe you, like, a cookie or something. I don't know. That happened.
Yeah, cookie. That happened. Okay, so how about this? Let's do another prank call on one of your friends.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, you broke your mic.
I broke the mic.
It's okay.
Okay, there you go.
It's okay.
So I don't know.
You
I
should call Ken in the Cayman Islands and say we need a new mic. Don't put all the money into those bank accounts.
So Ken is there laundering money again. I don't trust myself.
Isn't that a funny phrase? Not yet laundering money. Usually, when you say somebody's going to the laundry, it means they're washing their clothes, right? But Ken is in the Cayman Islands. Laundering money. Isn't that funny?
I don't think you can put money in the...
I know. It's a different... It's a whole different... It's a whole different process.
No, I'm sorry. You can't put money in there.
No, in this case... It's going to ripple? In this case, it means transferring money from account to account until the government thinks it's legitimate. Okay. That's what Ken's doing. He does it every bamboozle-thon.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is what we call the marathon privately.
Yeah, if you weren't there for like the...
Yeah.
You already said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm repeating myself.
Okay, should I call my other friend?
Yeah, we're going to call another one, but I'm going to give you another story, okay? A different story.
Do I win $10 again, or does it go up to like
$20? It'll be for $10. Here's another $10 if you got to get him to believe it.
Why do you just have $10 bills in there?
Because I knew I'd be seeing a fifth grader.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know how they love money. Okay.
We do love money. We do love money.
Because you buy milkshakes.
So what's
the... Here's the story. You've got to get your friend...
McFlurries,
yeah. Here's the story you got to tell your friend. Are you ready?
Yar.
You're going to say, hey, I have this plan, and I need you to help me. During the eclipse. Wait, when is the eclipse? Tuesday?
The 8th.
Yeah, Tuesday. During the eclipse.
During the eclipse, we leave school early.
When it's dark.
When it's dark.
Because the sun is, it will be mostly obscured, right?
The sun will be mostly obscured, right?
Right.
Right.
I'm going to sneak back into the school. It's going to be dark. Everyone will be distracted. They'll all be looking up at the sun.
There's nobody in the school.
Okay, right. It's going to be, It's a perfect plan.
Yes.
I'm going to sneak back into school. I'm going to change my report card grades to all A's.
I got my report card.
I'm going to change all my grades. I know, but you're going to change it.
And we don't do A's. We do 1, 2, 3s, and 4s. So
okay, you're going to change it to all 4s.
I already got all 4s.
You got all 4s?
And 3s, some 3s. Like
okay, you're going to change the 3s you got.
Yeah.
What subjects were your 3s in?
Music, because I'm very chatty. math.
Give this girl a radio show.
I don't know why you had to be here. I think it could have
She's
just
getting a 3 in music. Why? Because she's so chatty. That's all the criteria you need to get a drive time show on FMU.
It's true.
Yeah, you're not great at music and you can't shut up.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's how I got my show.
Okay. 3. And what else did you get a 3 in?
I got 1 in math because...
Yeah, all those numbers.
I hate volume. It's very annoying.
Oh, volume. No, and no one knows volume.
Area is fun, but volume...
Volume's like French. It's all gibberish.
Volume's... No, it's not. French is not complicated. You just can't speak it.
Well,
That's why you think it's hard.
Well, okay. So you're going to break into the school during the eclipse. It's a perfect plan.
Break into the school.
And you want to, because, and you have to make it plausible. Nadia, you have to say my parents were really mad about my grades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, they weren't.
I know. You're lying. It's a prank.
Okay.
You're scamming your friends. You're trying to get this $10.
Well, I can tell him I got like 1-1 because he would probably believe me because.
What would you get a 1 in? You're the greatest kid ever. What would you get a 1 in? Say math.
Probably math because my teacher likes me.
And it's the volumes. Yeah, the volumes are so hard. Nobody could understand that.
So I'm going to break into the school and go on like the computer and change my grade to...
During the eclipse. And you need help. You need someone to help you.
So you want to come with me?
Yes, and you need to get this kid. Who are you going to call?
If he picks up.
Okay, who should we call? Tell Matt
Lennox.
And he'll call.
Here, I can do it on here.
Now, Matt, does she have to say you're on the air?
No.
Oh, wait, how do we get around that?
No, don't say that.
You have to say, here's what I do, Nadia. Here's what I do. You say it real fast.
You're on the air.
Not quite that fast.
Just say you're on the air.
Yeah, just say you're on the air. But then don't even refer to it. Just continue to steamroll past it. And just talk to him. But you do have to legally say you're on the air. Okay, here we go. $10.
We didn't say he was on the air to my friend.
I know. Well, okay, they're not going to see you. Here we go.
I don't care. Nobody cares.
Okay, here we go. And who are we calling?
Lennox.
Lennox. Okay, this is for $10.
$10.
Here we go.
He's probably not going to pick up because he hasn't responded, so he's probably not going to pick up.
He'll pick up. Who wouldn't pick up with you? What guy wouldn't pick up your call?
Lennox. Pick up now.
Come on, Lennox. We're going to will him to pick up.
Will him to pick up.
Make it happen. No, that's delightful. What a delightful
story.
What is Lennox doing? What is his problem?
Gorilla Tag.
What's he doing? He's playing video games?
Yes.
What video games?
Gorilla Tag.
Tag?
We can call Rhodes, I guess.
Rhodes. Let's try Rhodes. He's got no life.
Yeah, you're actually right.
I know. He's so boring, he won't even play Gorilla Tag after school.
Actually, he has fencing, so I don't know when he has fencing, though.
Well, let's see if he'll pick up.
Here you go.
Okay.
He also, I don't think he does pick up. He barely picks up. Then we can try Clark.
Okay.
Because that will definitely work.
Yeah, Clark.
Unless he has some after school activities.
Yeah, he's got larceny in his heart. He'll break in with you.
No.
Okay, let's see who this is. Okay, here we go.
I think Rhodes would.
Okay, get into character, okay, as they say in Pulp Fiction.
Hi.
Hello, I'm in a...
You're in what?
A car.
Oh, that's cool. You want to hear a great story? You're on the air. You want to hear a great story? Oh, yeah. So I had this idea because I got a 1 in volume in math. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I had this idea that we could break into the school and change our grades on the computer to all 4s. You want to do that? It, like, during the eclipse, because nobody's going to be there.
Sure.
Sure? That works. Okay.
And why not?
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, so, should we talk about how we're going to break in?
I'm only going to murder you a little
bit. Okay. You want to, like, throw me over the fence or something?
Yeah, I'm going to help you get over by just chucking you out the window.
That works.
In case somebody notices us, I'm just going to chuck you out the window.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Yeah, so, like, if somebody notices us, you're going to chuck me out, and then you're going to throw yourself out?
Uh-huh. Except I'll land in a tree and survive.
And I won't?
Yep.
That's, you don't know that. You don't know that.
And then everybody's happy. Especially me and everybody else.
And you and who?
Huh?
Wait, okay, never mind.
Oh, an excellent pity.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Okay. Also, you want to know something?
I just got a shotgun.
Okay.
You know what game I'm playing right now?
What game?
I just got a good shotgun. That's a rare.
In what game?
Survivor.io.
Oh!
I was opening some loot chests, and then I just found a good shotgun.
It's called a good shotgun?
Yeah, like, the rarity is good, and then it's a shotgun.
Okay. Okay, that works. Alright, so, you want to know something?
I mean, to be fair, I do have...
Shush, let me tell you something. Shush, child. I just won $10. Because you're on the radio.
Have an excellent plus one.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, okay. Okay, bye. I win $10.
Do you think he believed you?
Oh, yeah, because he said, yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Yeah, but he sounds like he sounded like he thought you were just kind of...
No.
Kind of hypothetically being... Wait, you're reaching for the
$10? Come here.
You think he believed you?
Yes, he did. He said, yeah, sure. And then he talked about chucking me over out the window if somebody caught us.
Well, that leads me to believe that he was just having fun.
That's how he talks every day.
So that was part of the plan.
Yes.
If you're discovered, he will turn around, lift you up, and throw you out the window.
Yep.
That he thinks that's part of the plan.
Yep.
That's some plan.
Also, about the shotgun, he was playing a game.
Yeah, I know. He was playing Survivor.
Survival.io. Not the same thing.
Hey, do you have any friends that don't run home from school and play video games?
No, maybe not. Oh, wait, maybe Clark? Okay, can I have $10, though? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's try Clark.
Wait, we got to come up with another.
Sent me a picture.
We've got to come up with another story
for
Clark.
He just sent me a picture. It's the shotgun.
Oh, that's great. Okay, here's a story for Clark, okay?
Uh-huh.
But he has to really believe it. He can't think you're goofing around. Okay, I'll wait for you to quit. I'll wait for you to put your damn iPhone down.
Okay, yeah, it's not mine, but okay.
All right, I can't afford another $10.
Be sure.
No, things aren't going that well for me. No, 20 is more than 10. I'm not stupid. I didn't get a 3 in math, okay? I know. Wait, I've got to find. Hold on. I can't wait. I got to find a smaller bill. Here's
$2.
Okay. This one's worth $2.
You don't have a $2 bill?
No, here's $2. Have mercy on the old man here.
Ha ha ha.
Okay, here's the last story. Here, okay, you have to get a friend to really believe this. I'm going to make something up.
Yes.
But you have to really work and make it credible. You know that word, credible?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the story.
What?
You're bummed out. Wait, are you getting time off of school for the eclipse?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're bummed out because you just heard.
I'm sad.
You're sad.
Yes.
Here's why.
Yes.
You just heard that the government has rescheduled the eclipse.
It's not a thing. You can't do that.
Hold on. You're going to have to make this plausible.
Okay.
The government has rescheduled the eclipse for Saturday.
Okay.
So you're not going to miss any school.
Okay.
He's going to say, how can a government reschedule an eclipse?
Yeah.
Right?
He's probably just going to say you're lying.
Right. And here's what you'll say. Matt, how can this be plausible?
The government.
They use science.
Yeah.
They use science to reschedule the eclipse.
Okay.
They just changed. They can't change the eclipse. You know what? They changed the calendar.
Oh.
They altered the calendar.
Okay, that's a good.
And now they're going to make it fall on a Saturday.
So you're not going to miss school.
Okay. So you're not going to miss school. It's now falling on a Saturday. And you're really mad about it.
Okay.
Can you make him believe that?
Probably. I'm very convincing.
Okay. Well, so far, I have to say, you sound like you're a kid telling a little bit of a joke to your friends. This has to be really plausible. You're really mad. You thought you had the day off of school.
Yeah.
And you know, a day off of school means, you know what it means? No math.
No math.
I know.
I don't like my math.
I know. Don't get me started on volume. Okay. $2 is on the table. We're calling Clark.
He's probably not going to pick up, but okay.
Let's see if Clark picks up.
Let's shoot our shot. Three.
Let's shoot our shot. Okay. And Matt's going to hold the phone up.
Three, two.
Okay,
two,
here we go.
One. Yeah, he's probably not going to pick up. Just don't say anything.
I'm not saying anything.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking at
all. Shush.
What is Clark's problem? What video game is he playing?
Gorilla Tag.
It's a VR
game.
Gorilla Tag's good.
Do you know Gorilla Tag? Well, of course Matt knows it. All the children know it.
Voicemail.
Okay, who else is on your list?
Let's see here.
What other Mark? That's what con men call the people they're ripping off, you know, Marks.
We could do Isaiah.
For example, during the last marathon, the station located over 14,000 marks.
Should we do Isaiah?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Isaiah. Oh, Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Here, I'll put that there because you don't need that.
He's person. Plausible. He's.
He's obsessed with cars.
Oh, okay. Oh, this will be good. No, he's gullible. That's what I meant.
Andy.
Okay, here we go, Nadia. Good luck. This is Isaiah.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work. He's at Samsung. He's like, never picks up.
What game do you think he's playing?
Fall Guys.
God.
What, do you know what Fall Guys is?
No, this generation. So you're going to be voting soon, you and your friends? Is there anything we can do about that, Matt, to keep them from voting? Okay, this is Isaiah.
There we go.
Hi. Isaiah?
Nadia?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi. So you want to hear something really sad?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're probably not going to think it's sad because you love school, but the government changed the calendar, so now the eclipse is on a Saturday.
What?
The eclipse is on a Saturday!
Oh, no.
Well, you don't think
that's...
yay. Yeah, because you don't have to miss school.
Yay. That's good.
Yeah. So...
I like that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So...
I mean, I don't think that they can pick when the eclipse is.
Yeah, but they changed the calendar. So now every day is shorter. So that means the eclipse is in longer
every
time.
Every day is shorter?
Wait, no. Every day is longer. Every day is longer. Wait, no. Every day is shorter. Yeah. So by the time the eclipse comes, it's Saturday.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Fine. You win.
Okay, you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
You're on the radio right now, and it was all a prank, and I win $2.
You just won $2?
You're on the radio. Anything you want to say to the world?
No.
Okay, bye.
Fine. What's your total now, honey?
40. Wait, no, $22.
It's like a weekend in Atlantic City for me. The money just is going. I'm bleeding money. So, just to get things straight, because I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
Your friend Isaiah, he's the one that loves school.
Yeah.
But he's also the one that believes the government has decided to make every day shorter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that loves school.
Yeah. And Fall Guys. Fall Guys. Especially.
And he loves Fall Guys.
Fall Guys is a great
He played 1,600 hours on Fall Guys.
Is that more than Matt?
Definitely more than Matt.
Yeah. He plays on his Switch like every day. He's always online. It's like crazy.
Don't you have any... Okay. Don't you or any of your friends, Nadia, after school say this? I think I want to go outside. Have you ever been outside?
Yes, I have.
I know you go outside.
I actually touch grass.
I know you go outside to get.
But some of my friends don't touch grass.
You go outside to get from your house to the car.
No,
I know that.
No. I play outside with my dog. I go outside on my bike, my roller skates. I live on a farm. I have stuff to do.
It's scary, isn't it, when you go outside?
No.
Hey, did you hear that the government is shortening every day?
No.
It's
not.
The eclipse falls on a Saturday?
Yeah, no. Don't listen to Andy. He's a liar.
Nadia told me.
You're a liar.
Okay.
I want to take more calls.
Well, you want to take calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we open up the phones? And okay, so then for the rest of the hour, we have 10 minutes left.
Advice.
This will be.
We have advice for you.
I think you need advice. Don't you want advice?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's give me advice.
What kind of advice? Are you starting junior school next year?
I'm starting middle school. Yeah.
Middle school. So what?
I bet girls are crazy.
You're a little nervous about middle school. Why don't people call and give you advice about how to survive
middle school? And high school, possibly.
And high school. Well,
possibly, I don't drop out. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, don't be like your Uncle Andy.
What?
Be like your Uncle Matt.
Uh-huh.
Stay in school.
I did stay in school.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Say hi to Nadia.
I made this, and I'm a big fan of Nadia now.
Yes, thank you.
I came here to say hi.
Thank you. Hi. I win.
You want to hear something sad?
What?
This caller is 45 years old.
No, they're not. You can't tell. Voice? That's a child.
It sounds like a child. It's so sad. It's a very slow.
Hi.
See, this is just too
hi.
Sad.
Say hi to Andy. I win.
You win.
I win.
You mean when somebody doesn't say hi to me, that's a victory for you?
Yes. Because they like me.
Because they like you better than me?
Maybe not. I mean.
Well, because you're a nicer person. Because you would send the money back to Tokyo Joe.
Yeah.
We've established that.
No, I'd send it in the envelope, obviously.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fly all the way there to give it to him. I'd send it in an envelope.
Well, what was Tokyo Joe doing here anyway with all that cash?
I don't know.
Maybe I think he was up to no good.
Maybe he was like a hitman or something?
I think a hitman.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I was going to say industrial spy, but hitman makes sense. 201-209-9368. I think we cracked the case of Tokyo Joe.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Hey, good evening, Matt, Andy, Nadia. Can't believe I got through.
Hello.
Hey, Nadia. Yeah, as far as advice, the biggest thing, just don't care what anyone else thinks of you.
No! Jesus!
That's crazy.
No, hang up on him.
No, don't hang up on him.
No, hang up.
No.
Seriously.
Damn.
Okay, Nadia, insane. Nadia, the most important thing is to hang out with the popular kids. Do whatever it takes.
What if I don't like them? What if they're like Mean Girls from Mean Girls 2?
Nadia.
And they sing random songs about pimples.
If you don't care what other people think about you, you're going to end up at the loser table.
That was a good movie, actually.
Okay. Any other advice for Nadia? 201-209-9368. Yeah.
I love doing this.
What did you learn so far, Nadia?
Not to care about what other people think about me. I already know that.
Welcome
too.
To the loser
like,
table.
That's nice of them to tell me, but I already know that.
Okay, my quick impressions of the losers at middle school. Hey, Nadia, sit with us. You don't care what other people think. Hey, Nadia, we saved you a seat here at the loser table.
Yeah, if they saved me a seat.
Yeah.
No, if the plastic saved me a seat, then I would sit there. But then again, the Mean Girls aren't very nice either.
Oh, you're doing all the clicks from the movie Mean Girl. Wait, what was Mean Girl rated?
I think it was like PG-13 or something. Or R. Well, no, I think it was PG-13.
You're allowed to see those movies?
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
11.
201-209-9368. Nadia, no one's calling. Get them to call. Do your job.
Call now. Give the number.
Happy jig.
I will do a jig. I will do an I will tap dance in here.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Nadia?
Yeah.
Hey, did you say something about a pimple song?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, because, like, Regina has a pimple, and then they get all, like, why is it so big? I don't even, like, it's not even, like.
Are you relating a scene from Mean Girls, Nadia?
Yeah, and this thing keeps falling. I'm mad at it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't get that. This is Pam.
Oh, hey, Pam.
I have no advice for middle school. I'm sorry because I'm the person who, like, wore the same clothes every day and people made fun of me.
Hey, so I do that, too.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Well, I just love these pants. I wear them every day.
I haven't changed these pants in 2 months.
Although, I have to say, Pam, if she grows up like you, I think she's done pretty well for herself. I think you're a pretty great role model.
Wearing the same clothing.
Yeah.
Nothing bad about that. You just might smell a little, but you just wear perfume. Nobody's going to find out.
Yeah.
That's why perfume is a thing.
What's your favorite thing to wear, Nadia?
My leggings and my gray hoodie.
Oh, okay.
Very specific.
Is there anything on the gray hoodie?
No, it's just gray.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever hear the story, Pam and Matt and Nadia? Margaret Mead, the anthropologist, used to tell this story. That when she would go into a community or village, you know, in Africa or in the Middle East or maybe in South America, somewhere that they had not seen an anthropologist, you know, someone they had not seen, someone from North America before. So she said that the people that first came to greet her when she entered a new village or a new community, she said, I learned later that that they were the outcasts. The first person that came to say hello. The first person that said, will you be my friend? And sit with me in the cafeteria. They're the ones you should be wary of. They're the losers.
They had cafeterias in South America.
No, I'm just saying that's my metaphor. I'm just saying be very careful of the first people, your first day of junior school. I'm saying in junior school, in general, be very wary of the first people that greet you. By the way, that also applies, and I'm talking now more to Matt than anyone, to prison. First day of prison.
Congrats.
Be very wary. The first guy that comes up to you, that approaches you, be very wary. He's after something. He's not your friend, Matt.
Thank you for that advice. I was actually really...
Sure.
I win.
Really thinking
about it. You want your hat back?
Somebody else needs to give you advice.
Okay.
Thanks, Nadia. Thanks, Andy.
Sure, thanks, Pam.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, it's 40.
We have time for one or two more calls. Nadia, do your job. Get him to call.
Can I do my happy jig?
Well, why? Because someone called?
I don't think they can see it.
No, they can't see it. But Nadia, get him to call. Give the number out. Okay, you're doing your happy jig. You're very good at that. Give the number out, honey.
201-209-9368.
That's right. And tell him to call.
Call. To make Andy happy.
No, Andy. Andy's so beyond it all. Andy, it's not gonna.
Happy.
It's not
Andy's
gonna make
so
Andy.
Happy. He loves me.
I can't even see happiness from here. I could stand on the roof of this building. I couldn't see happiness.
Wow.
At least I didn't cry yet.
Oh yeah, no, we have to make. Cry. We still have to make Matt cry. Oh, somebody call and make Matt cry.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, you love the show.
Sure.
Yeah, say hello. Sorry. Nadia, say hello. Say thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have any advice for Nadia? She's going into middle school.
Or you want to try to make Matt cry?
Exchange traded funds.
Exchange traded funds.
That works, I guess. I don't even.
Do you know what that means, Nadia?
Nope.
It's like French. It's like he was speaking French. Hi, thanks for calling. Do you have any advice for Nadia?
Yeah, most important advice for a young person is that this will pass.
Yeah.
If you stay alive long enough, this will all be in the past and you won't have to deal with it anymore.
That's actually great advice. That's probably the best I've heard tonight.
Now, some people are going to say, don't worry, it gets better, but they're liars.
It doesn't get better.
No, it
doesn't
get
better. It can get worse. It can stay the same. There are no guarantees at all.
Okay, no guarantees at all. You know what that means?
That if you stay alive, it'll be in the past, and you may have new problems, but the old ones will be in the past.
Yes.
Okay, there are two truisms he just said. Things will be in the past. You can't argue with that. And then things will get worse. Both things are true.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you meant.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's what you
bye.
Meant.
Bye.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, we have 3 minutes to make Matt cry. Who wants to do it?
Oh, I can do that. This is easy.
No.
Hey, Matt, how's life? Things going okay? You on schedule? I know you probably had a big 10-year plan 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Not quite.
You're on schedule? You're on or close to schedule, you think?
If you make him cry, we'll give you back your $2.
Here, Matt, where do you think things went wrong? What was the moment that things just went off the track for you?
You're acting like a therapist.
Sure.
I don't know. I guess it was
go ahead.
10 years ago or so.
Was it 10 years ago? Yeah. What was the decision you made 10 years ago?
I left one of my jobs. And
yeah.
You came here.
You said yes to Ken Friedman, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah. You
that
can't
was
take that
bad
back.
Decision, according to Andy.
So Ken Friedman, as far as I can tell, owes you 10 years of your life, doesn't he?
Yep.
I've been actually saying that for a while.
Yeah, exactly. But you made one good decision in the last 10 years. You didn't agree to give me a ride home.
Yeah, it's very.
So split the money.
I would say you're batting 500.
Split the money.
No, you don't have to give Matt money.
Here,
no. No, honey.
Oh, no, I'll take it, actually.
Oh, he's taking your money.
I'm very nice. You see this?
You gave him $2 of your $22.
Oh, you take the other dollar.
Nadia, I want to thank you. I want to thank Matt for sticking around. He didn't have to stick
around.
Yeah,
he didn't have to say that was really nice.
Olivia's upstairs. She stuck around. Jeremiah did the...
amazing.
Newsletter,
yeah,
right?
Amazing thing. Yes.
Ken, we hope he's having fun.
We forgot to call. We should.
Well, we were going to call Ken.
We have 2 minutes, but we can still call
Ken
him.
Ken in the Cayman Islands. Well, he's probably at the bank. He's probably arguing with the bank manager.
Yeah.
I swear, this money
he
is legitimate
the washer.
Money. He's doing the laundry. That's right, Nadia.
Yeah.
And I want to thank your parents for driving you here and there,
yeah.
Here and back. I know. You don't live right around the corner, do you?
No, not right around the corner in the traffic.
And I am gone next week.
Ooh, you are?
Yeah, I'm out of town.
Ooh, maybe I can come in again.
Yes, come again with Ken. Yes, you're invited. I'm officially inviting you. Do the show with
Ken.
Okay,
I don't think that's a great idea.
No, I insist.
Hip-hop. I have hip-hop. I can't.
No, it's only fair. I had to
hip-hop.
Do it.
Hip-hop. I can't miss it.
You have dance
I have
class.
A competition this weekend.
Maybe Ken will bring a remote microphone to your dance class.
Wait, that'd be funny. Okay,
that would
no,
be
I don't
great.
Think that's gonna happen.
Nadia, you are great, and whatever you want to do with your life, I would buy stock in you today.
Thank you.
You have a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you very much.
Especially with my $20 in your pocket. All right, what are you gonna do with that $20?
I don't know.
Arby's.
I don't want any Arby's. We have the meats. I don't want that. Please. Wait, no, we should play I'm Just Ken instead of that song.
Okay, we'll
too
do that
too late
next
now. We're going to do that next.
Thank you, Nadia.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, the Big Apples, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Weekly World Blues.
Goodbye.
With Matt Five-Ash.
Goodbye.
Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Selling nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. Selling one for five. Two for ten, if you buy them once, you'll buy them again. Selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy them from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts, anybody here want to buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. Tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts isn't hard as mine. Selling nuts, hard nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hard nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale. And they tell me your nuts is mighty small. Best to have small nuts than no nuts at all. Selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy them from the peanut man. Look what you can get cheap. Only 5 cents, boys. Hottest nuts in town, selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts.